Hey, good morning. Good morning. Coach Michael Burt's about 6:00. What time is it? Personal hot spot. Let's see what time it is. Oh, 6:13. Man, we're moving on up on their time zone, time system here. So, good morning, Coach Michael Burt. Had a good workout this morning at Rockbox. Thank you to the trainers over there that are passionate. They want to help you. I'm back in Tennessee this week after a trip to Miami. Had a great trip too. So good to see all the people in Miami that I saw. Good people, man. Learning, getting better. John Art, good morning to you. So I want to give you a message this morning. You know, I believe everybody needs a good coach. I believe a good coach can change your life. And I actually believe, Heidi, that we need a coach for a little bit of the reason we're going to talk about today, Daniel Hodges. And that is the cycle that I see in people. I was working on, good morning, Laura. Yesterday I was working on my book, Flip the Switch, which is my 17th book. It's about how to activate the prey drive in a person. And man, I'm telling you, every time I do this, I get into this concept of how do you stay motivated for long cycles of time? Because the cycle, the vicious cycle that I see as a coach is we all come out of the gate strong. The prey drive is activated. We see something, we hear something, we are exposed to something, boom, we're ready to go. And then, but over the life cycle of a person, man, as my buddy Tim Story says, life just, boom, knocks the shout out of you. And actually, when I was in Miami, I had something happen one day that just, man, it kind of just caught me completely off guard. Not anything negative, because there is no positive or negative. It is the association we have with something. But for a second, it demotivated me, which means took the motivation out of me, right? And then it's like, boom, okay, how do I use these things? Everything is to be used for good. Every perceived negative, every adversity, which is just an unwanted outcome, it's a departure away from an ideal scene. Every adversity is to be used for good. So how do you stay motivated over long cycles of time? So yesterday I wrote this chapter called What Suppresses Your Prey Drive? And suppress means to push down. It means to take away, right? You suppress, something comes along and suppresses it. It erodes it. And what suppresses prey drive typically is a knockdown in life, an environment you're in. You're not doing what you're supposed to be doing. Good morning, Tracy. You literally let life knock the shit out of you. That's what suppresses the prey drive. You're activated and then it becomes demotivated. And then you try to motivate it again. So what you see big time people do is they continually look for things to use. And if they can't find things to use, Christopher, they manufacture things. They manufacture things. Good morning, Louise. They manufacture things. When I say manufacture things, they go looking for something that will reactivate their prey drive. See, something happened to me in Miami that kind of caught me off guard one day. And at first it demotivated me, took the motivation out of me, Mike. And then it's like, you know what? What do I write about in my books? What do I talk about on stage? What do I coach people through? There is no positive or negative. It is the association we have. Everything is to be used. Life is happening for us, Rick Short. It's not happening to us. And so I quickly converted. This is a trick and strategy I use, Sean. Conversion. The word conversion means to take something and convert it into something else. Take something and turn it into something else, Sean Jones. That's what the word conversion means. So the high prey drive person does not lose their motivation, right? Even there was a person in the gym this morning, man, I could tell they're in a little bit of a funk. I can tell when people are in funks, by the way. And we all kind of get there. It's how long we're going to stay there, right? We settle and then we don't want to cement. That's a storyline. So what I want to do is I want to help you learn how to do this. So what I do is I look for things, and sometimes I get them and I don't expect it, Christina. I don't expect something to happen, an adversity, a departure away from the ideal scene, but it happens, and it's like, all right, what's the purpose of this? So I have a formula, not why me, because that's a victim. What's this trying to teach me? Never say why me. Why is this happening to me? I'm a good person. I work hard. How could they do that to me? What is this trying to teach me? Number two, what was my contribution to this adversity? Maybe I had inaccurate expectation. Good morning, Jeff Wright. Maybe I expected something they didn't expect. Maybe I thought something they didn't know, right? Then I need to get stable because I can't make good decisions when I'm emotional. then I need to get help. Who can help me work through this? Maybe I need to talk through it. Maybe I need some counsel. Maybe I need a coach. Then the fifth thing is, man, I need to get busy. Because one thing that cures all funks, keeps you in a motivated state, is movement. Remember, we act our way into feeling. We do not feel our way into acting. If we felt our way into acting, folks, we'd never do anything. Now, I book the gym at night, and I think some of you have heard me talk about this. I book my confirmation at night, and it's a commitment. And if you don't go to the gym when you book it at my gym, Samantha, it's a $12 penalty. And it ain't about the $12. It's about, why would you just give money away because you can't show up, right? And my wife was telling me that some of the other people at the gym get up in the morning, and then they book their class to see how they feel. And I said, man, that's the worst thing you could ever do. The worst thing you could ever do is get up in the morning and ask your feelings, should I go to the gym or not? I said, man, I'll never do that. Okay, I'm going to commit, and then I'm going to see it through to its conclusion. Right, Mike? I'm going to commit, and then I'm going to see it through to its conclusion. Okay, remember the cycles, guys. Passion, duty, burden, commitment. And the commitment is what gets me through the feelings. So, I don't feel like doing things. I didn't feel like going this morning, to be honest with you. I was in Miami. Came back and did a big event at the lodge on Saturday night. Last thing I want to do is get up at 4:15. So, big thing, Craig Nestor, what we got to do, man, is we got to make game days our best days. And we got to learn to have motivation over a long cycle of time. You hear me talk about this. It's called long obedience in the same direction. What's up, Derek Fossey? Long obedience in the same direction. It's where I just get up and show up. And good things happen. Now, you take what I'm teaching you. Add it to some of the connection pieces I'm teaching. Julie Bolt. The motivation and the connection. What's going to start happening is going to be something crazy. You're actually going to start attracting people that are going to go walk up to you and say, I want to do something with you. I want to be involved with you in some way. This is what happened on Saturday night at the Hunting Club event. You don't have to sell people. You just go out there and you put out a good energy to the marketplace, and you let people know, I'm open for business, man. I'm here to help you. You're the hero. I'm the guide. Right, D. Hodges? I'm just here to get you to the next level, man. And what'll happen over a cycle of time, people will step up and say, man, I want to do something with you. Okay, but they're not going to do that with you if they see an inconsistency in you. It's like you're hot and cold and good mood and bad mood and motivated and demotivated. Even the biggest people in the world fight off mental funks. They fight off physical funks. They fight off, right? They get attacked every day just like everybody does, man. But they get up and it's just long obedience in the same direction. Boom, boom, boom. Right, Abby Bills? This is a good one. Go back and watch it. Had a good word this morning. So you guys have a great day. I'm headed to Nashville, Tennessee, where I'll be down in our offices in Nashville. We're very close to locking down this greatness factory with a purchase agreement. Then we're going to start posting the images. Right? This has been a dream of mine for since 2017. And I was thinking about this morning. I spent like $100,000 on the plans for a greatness factory in my home city that I didn't even build. And you'd be like, man, that's a waste of $100,000. That's what I was thinking in the gym this morning. I was like, no, because it got my mind to a forward position. It helped me go there in the mind. Although the plan's not exactly the same, it's a version of the original plan. Because that's a vision God gave me, and I've been obedient to that vision, and I'm doing it, Sean Vernon. I'm doing it. Okay? So, you guys have a great day. Everybody needs a coach. This Friday, I'm doing Flip the Switch, one of my favorite boot camps of all time. It's around my new book, which is my 17th book. You can come in person, or you can go virtually, interactive virtually with me. And my whole objective is to just, man, activate something deep inside of you. What's up, Whitney? Just activate something deep inside of you, Brent Ross. Okay? Deep to just get that next gear, man. So, you guys have a great day. Everybody needs a coach.